attention.
So now we are going to be live. Okay, so we're live right now. A bunch of stuff's come through. I think the only decided thing is that Montana was decided with only 3 electoral votes, so it hasn't really changed much in the polls. Utah, still too early to call with its 3 candidates. We have Evan McMullen, who's throwing a wrench in the game here.
Out of left field.
So right now we got 139 electoral votes for Donald Trump and 104 for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't think there's actually been much change this hour. A lot of stuff is still way too close to call. It seems like that is the consensus throughout the country. Right now we have a number of too close to call states. We have Florida, North Carolina. Florida is actually really close. It's about 105,000 votes at 95% reported, which is leaning towards Donald Trump. We're not sure where it's going to go. North Carolina also leaning Donald Trump, about 114,000 votes, with 81% reported. They closed their polls at 7:30 Eastern. Ohio, also still too close to call. It's not as close. 400,000 votes for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton, with 67% of the votes reported. Virginia is pro-Hillary, but not by much. It's about 15,000 votes for Hillary, with 83% of the votes reported. So we will obviously keep you posted as those come in. It's a lot of crazy stuff going on. We have Georgia, also too close to call, leaning Donald Trump, 365,000 votes, with 45% of the reported votes in. Next up is Colorado, which is leaning Hillary Clinton, 73,000 votes right now, but with only 53% of the votes counted, with its 9 electoral votes. Michigan is a big story. It's got 49,000 spread, with only 24% of the votes counted, so still obviously way too early to count that in. Next state is New Hampshire, with its 4 electoral votes, which is a separation of only 5,000 votes. Again, it's only 41% of the electoral vote in, obviously way too close to call, and it only makes up 4 of the electoral votes. We obviously also have more. Wisconsin, with 10 electoral votes, is a spread of 50,000 votes for Donald Trump, with 28% of the votes counted thus far. Next up, we also have Pennsylvania, with 20 of its electoral votes, with a spread of 250,000 for Hillary Clinton, with 34% of the vote. Let's hope that Pennsylvania stays that way. And Arizona, with 11 electoral votes, we have a spread of just 6,000 votes for Donald Trump, with only 2% of the polls reported thus far. So that's obviously way, way too early. Now we also still have Wolf Blitzer talking. Popular vote currently is at 29 million for Donald Trump, with 27 million for Hillary Clinton, with 44% of the popular vote counted for. That's about 49% for Donald Trump and 47% for Hillary Clinton. Obviously, who knows what those necessarily mean. Electoral vote right now, as I said before, 139 votes for Donald Trump and 104 votes for Hillary Clinton. Lou, what do you think of that?
We do have some big blue states that have yet to come in, such as California. I mean, that's what, well into the double digits blue. Pretty much a given there.
The big one is definitely going to be California.
Florida is too close for comfort. And looks like it might go to Trump, which is... will be okay in terms of a Clinton loss. She doesn't need to win it as long as she can win those other Rust Belt blue states, traditionally blue, at least. Pennsylvania looked comfortable. Ohio may be a lost cause. And Virginia is probably the nail-biter so far. That was 49-point swing to 49-something. Votes still coming in there.
In terms of what's happening, or other than just straight votes, we're actually now seeing that the Dow Jones futures are down 500 points, which is really not a good indication for what the stock market thinks is going to be happening.
And they were doing solidly.
So what that essentially means is that people who are able to trade on the future performance of the Dow Jones think it is not going to do well. So if they think it's going to go down 500 points, it will probably go down at least 500 points if nothing changes.
And they were doing solidly less than 24 hours ago.
Is that because people were betting on Clinton?
At this point, it's because people are getting nervous and I mean, I think we can all agree there's some pretty detrimental effects on the economy that a Trump presidency would have, and that this is that economy responding to it. So, given how this is obviously not all the greatest of news, Lewis, you want to play a little bit of music for us? So what do you think of my plan?
I'm going to throw on some Macintosh Plus here, get everyone calmed down.
Are you saying you're turning on your computer, or are you saying it's...
No.
Oh.
Vaporwave humor. No, we're going to listen to some Macintosh Plus.
Okay.
And we're going to check in with the polls. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Coverage of the election will resume shortly.
And when when I wake up. I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, now let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a f***ing gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I knew it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, do you hear me, do you feel me? We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, huh? We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want, you a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, ain't a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it, every day a sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nights in my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Continued coverage of the general election. We're going to take a look at the Massachusetts ballot questions right now. So far, we're at about 34% reporting for all these. Question one is 61% no. That is to expand slot machine gaming. Question two, to expand charter schools, is about the same place. Also 62% no. Which I am personally pleased about. Any thoughts on that, Ben?
I'm also personally pleased, though we cannot speak to WMFO's official stance. But we can personally be pleased. I am also personally pleased. I will say I voted no on two.
I would have to agree.
I think yes, I definitely voted in Mass. I was either voting in Massachusetts or Connecticut. Didn't make a huge difference presidentially. And I thought, you know, there's four interesting initiatives on the ballot here. So why not vote in Massachusetts?
What'd you guys vote on number one?
We have New Mexico.
Hey, New Mexico for
with
Hillary
five
Clinton.
Five of the electoral votes going to Hillary Clinton. Doesn't make a huge amount of difference,
no,
but we hear...
No huge surprise there.
Missouri
for
we
Trump.
Have...
That is 10 electoral votes that were...
Missouri also was just announced for Donald Trump. This brings the total to 149 for Donald Trump and 109 for Hillary
Missouri
Clinton.
Was looking like almost a turnover at the start of the night. It was tighter than would be expected for a historically red state.
We have a lot of too close to calls, though. And we also still have a decent chunk of the West Coast coming up. We'll
right.
see how it
West
goes.
Coast has not come in, all of which will invariably be blue. Wisconsin could go red. Michigan could go red. A lot of uncertainty in the Midwest. CNN just turned all the yellows red, which scared me. Moving on with the mass ballot questions. Question number three to improve the conditions of farm animal confines.
Did you know a lot about this?
I didn't know too much about it. From my understanding, was the argument against it was that it had the potential to negatively impact a lot of small farms in the state. But
so I think the big thing with this one was that it dealt with the confinement of animals, particularly chicken and pork and right. some veal. And more or less, it basically just limited the availability of, like, said you cannot do confinement in certain ways. It actually turns out that only one farm, right. roughly one farm in Massachusetts, break the what would be passed if question three were to pass. However, it also makes it so that we can't import meat that is treated in confinement. So let's say someone in Vermont were to have veal in what we consider to be confinement, we wouldn't right. be allowed to import them.
So it's pretty good.
So I think there is definitely arguments for the fact that prices on meat and chicken would probably go up, but like there's a price for being
there's a price
humane,
to
pay. Right?
Everyone and I'd just been, go vegetarian.
That is
Are you vegetarian?
True. If I were a better man than I am.
If I didn't like meat, I would. I totally, you know, if you want to go vegetarian, you should do it. But
yeah, I've been told that the ultimate effect on the price, though, in terms of imports, would be more or less negligible.
Yeah,
so there's pretty much a no-brainer, and it's polling as such. It's 77.6% in favor so far, with 36% reporting. Question four, the big one, is closer than one might expect. 52.6% in favor, 47.4% against. That is, of course, the legalization of marijuana in Massachusetts. Again, only 36% reporting. Got to take a look at where these votes are coming from.
It was actually polling at about 55 to 60% most recent polls, so that's not far off from what the polls were saying.
Not far, but closer than you'd think for a state as liberal as Massachusetts.
Yeah.
What state did you vote in?
Massachusetts.
So we have three people who voted in Massachusetts
mass
here.
Voters.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I feel good in what I voted. I think at the end of the day, most of what I voted will be going my way. I don't think we haven't seen
ben
anything.
Votes on the winning team.
Yeah. I only pick good horses here.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our neighbors to the north. New Hampshire had a fairly contentious election. 43% reporting, still too close to call. Donald Trump leading 49% to Hillary Clinton's 46. Gary Johnson occupying currently has more votes than the differential between them. So there's an interesting, we got a Nader effect all over again.
I mean,
he has to pull at least 8% for it to skew, right?
You tell me.
I think statistically for the third party to make a significant effect, you'd have to, like, if we're talking like a Perot effect, it would have to be at least 8%.
It does depend on what, like, we expect the point margin to be, though. I mean, New Hampshire, as of midnight last night, 538 projected a spread of only 3.64 points. So, how much did you say Johnson had?
I'd have to go back. Give me one
more
second.
More than 3.64%?
Yeah.
Surprisingly, yeah. He had a...
So, he's 4%, which is enough of a margin to throw it off. However, these models did factor in the existence of Johnson. And, you know, we could always make speculations about what could have been if something else had changed. So,
what could have been if millennials voted?
It'll be very interesting to see what the turnout numbers are. You know, a lot of people could say turnout's going to be low because people don't like person X and person Y. But people could also say turnout would be exceptionally high because one of those people is exceptionally racist.
It would be hard for me to believe that if turnout was exceptionally high, the race would be this close.
We mentioned it a little to one of our side commentators who actually isn't on at a mic, unfortunately, but she said... She asked if we had talked about the effects on the stock market. For those who missed it, the Dow Jones futures are down 500 points already, which is not a good indication of what people think is going to be happening.
We saw a spike this morning in the markets, and it's interesting because you usually see optimism going into an election night, and then it flatlines for about a year after a new president comes in. So that type of uncertainty and volatility in the markets is... It will be interesting to see if it levels out tomorrow. given.
I think by the time markets open tomorrow at 9:30, we will probably know for sure. Hopefully, one would hope. It is exceptionally close thus far, so we can't say for certain. But hopefully, in an ideal world for me, again, I'm not speaking for WMFO here,
right.
But an ideal world for me, I think the markets would stabilize in a Hillary presidency or a Hillary election. Might not say that necessarily in a Trump election. I think that's what we're seeing here. I think we're seeing a lot of volatility because of the possibility of a Trump presidency.
It's interesting to think about recent economic research and studies coming out about trade and volatility in the markets because of the rise of populism on either side. You had Bernie, and now we have Trump, who is a candidate against Hillary in this case. And with the backlash of this right-wing populism, that is essentially in Europe what you're seeing with their backlash against immigrants and refugees is the same thing we're seeing here with this fascist-leaning populist uprising against against class barriers, against income barriers that Trump is using to pull voters in this election season. So it'll be interesting to see that Wisconsin is currently looking like it's going to go towards Trump, and Michigan is also still leaning towards Trump.
Michigan is obviously a center of a lot of discussion.
Right. Detroit has still had trouble rebounding, and Obama did not deliver the jobs that he promised to those people, and they're angry.
If we do look, I mean, we're on looking at a little bit of CNN analysis. It does look like Michigan, in general, is leaning towards to be more blue. Not sure how much that will prevail, but it seemed like that was potential. Also, just a small update on a ballot initiative here in Massachusetts that Lewis was just talking about. Question 3 was actually just confirmed to have passed. So it seems like Massachusetts will be enforcing better laws for chicken, veal, and pork. Yeah, one farm, potentially more on imports. I think
it's
now might be a good time to maybe take a break from commentary and play a little bit of music.
We're going to stop the commentary for a second.
Yeah.
If Lewis is ready to play some Hotfire jams.
I'm going
to
play a song that I usually oppose to being played on the air. Because we've heard it so many times, but it's just too fitting. It's R.E.M. It's the end of the world as we know it.
We might end up playing this a little bit later on. We'll see.
Right.
So.
With all the more truth as time goes on. Coverage will continue shortly.
All right. Thank you.
has been called for Donald Trump. That is, what, that's 18 electoral votes that are now going red. Obviously, one of the predominant swing states in this election had been polling for Donald Trump most of the night. So, updated electoral count, 167 Trump to 109 Clinton. Again, we do not have any of the West Coast in. That's a solid 100 blue votes.
Even if Donald
70?
Trump loses,
I don't know how to count. I'm just a DJ.
Lewis, doesn't it concern you that, I mean, this is just going to be a repeat of majority does not win. What is up with democracy? You look at a map here, and Americans are going to be upset regardless, given the colors that we're looking at on this map, if Hillary does come out on top tonight, regardless of where you stand politically. This is just yet another example of what fair representation means and having to look into that into the future. So it's concerning.
Yeah, this is... I think even if we were to walk away with a Clinton win, there's just not a good sign for where we are as a country.
Half the country is upset either way.
Well,
and the fact that half the country is upset about a Clinton presidency.
The New York Times just reported that there is an 82% chance of Trump winning at this point in the evening. And I guess now we can talk about ramifications. I think on both sides, I don't expect there to be changes in business or tax code structures. And I didn't expect that with Hillary either. So let's talk about things that we do expect change with, which would be foreign policy. 538 says 55. New York Times says 82%.
538. I'm currently seeing 81% chance on 538 to 19%. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong
you
thing.
Have, yeah. There is a live
and
blog.
And Senate would
worry,
also
guys. It was the wrong
most
thing.
Likely be controlled by Republicans.
Yeah, pretty much no doubt there. The 538 is showing an 80% chance of
what's
the
interesting to me
it.
Is to think about the more central-leaning conservatives in the House and Senate. And their lack of support for Trump, how that will play out he become
a lot of
presidential.
You know, we heard last week that a lot of senators and a lot of representatives were saying, you know, we wouldn't allow Hillary Clinton to do anything. We wouldn't allow her to appoint a Supreme Court justice. We wouldn't allow her to do anything like that. And, you know, we saw a long list of people who had similar or more aggressive opinions towards Donald Trump. So I don't even know what he would be able to get done. I think at the end of the day, a lot of GOP party members were really backing him so that they could get reelected because they know how down ballot elections work. But
right.
I can't imagine that they will stay by this once he's actually elected president.
Right. And the
if
interesting
he were actually
part,
elected president.
This just goes back to my Constitution team days, thinking about how our Constitution was meant to be structured. Slow, gradual compromise and change, and this will be a real test. I think this will be a test to our living and breathing document more than we've ever seen before in terms of seeing if the houses and the various judicial, you know, legislative and executive branches do check and balance each other.
I think we've been speaking in a pretty serious tone for about the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we should really start I think we should really start an over-under on how soon an impeachment happens. I think realistically, if a Trump presidency were to happen, I think we'd get an impeachment within the first year.
Well, let's just be clear. An impeachment just means an accusation.
No, but I think there's strong enough dislike of Donald Trump in the Senate.
But an impeachment of what? Accusation of what?
Think about what happened in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
We're hearing cheers, but really
Clinton
just
Clinton is leading by 2 percentage points. Oh, no, a percentage and a half in Virginia.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at some swing states here where we're polling currently. Pennsylvania looking at like a somewhat comfortable lead for Clinton, still far too close to call. We're looking at 53% reporting Hillary Clinton 51 to Donald Trump only 45. North Carolina 50%. Trump to Clinton's 47
turnout in Iowa
with 70% reporting.
What is the current spread right now of the electoral vote?
Computer.
Okay, so it's 167 to 109. We can say that there are still some states that can
the whole West
get
Coast
even, but getting even
right
doesn't result in a win for anyone.
I mean, as we know, California is always a huge player and comes in last minute, so...
I think you know, if we've been saying thus far California... Yeah.
Correct. Trump still leading in Wisconsin by a spread of 2.2 percentage points.
With how much reporting is that? About 82?
Oh, but Milwaukee County, so the city of Milwaukee, which leans Democrat, is essentially an extension of Chicago, is heavily leaning towards Hillary. Irregardless, it's looking red.
This just in, Ben Tannen is pressing his microphone against his forehead in dismay. Let's
play some music. Let's do what we know how to do best and hope that America can do the same.
This is WMFO in Medford.
Thank you very much for listening. Lou, you ready to play?
All right. We got some much-needed good vibrations coming at you here from the one and only Beach Boys.
All right.
Coverage will continue shortly.
Thank you.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Must be kind.
She's by my side. Excited. She's by my good.
This just
this
in.
This just in. We've got Virginia coming in for projected to win Hillary Clinton with 13 electoral votes. This, you know, obviously closes the gap, not as much as we might like. Yeah. But if we add in California, which we're getting a projection from the WMFO team, it would get a Clinton lead. That's all our breaking news for now. I think we're going to go back to playing music. We just wanted to share that. It's important. Virginia's cool. We love you, Virginia. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Virginia.
Thanks, Virginia. Even
another
state
that Trump would pretty much have to victory. Let's hope. Am I dead? Is my mic off? People are hearing my voice, and I'm asking if my mic is on. Michigan's still close. Wisconsin still close, leaning Trump. No one knows. Michigan has not gone red.
All the Wisconsinites go crazy. I know you love your bubblers, but come on, people.
That's our Midwest senior analyst, Jane Acker, on the line. All right, let's play some music. Coverage will continue shortly. Just in, coming from the comments on the YouTube video for Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys. It's a comment from a YouTuber by the name of Hypatia Hardy. I wish I lived back then. Life was simpler. No terrorism, crazy tech, and good families. Sure, there were problems, but in a different way. Oh well. I'm going to have to live with being a 2000s kid. Dow futures down more than 600 points now, up from 5 our last check about 20-40 minutes ago.
About 20-30 minutes ago, we did have the Dow futures down at 500 points. Now it's down at 600.
Down at 600, boding quite poorly. For those of you just tuning in, Trump has won Ohio.
Yeah,
Clinton is projected to have won Virginia.
Ohio, yeah. Our Midwest analyst, who does not have her mic on right now, is true. Ohio is more important than Michigan than Virginia. We are still looking at Michigan. It does not seem spectacular. It's got about 49% for Donald Trump and 46% for Hillary Clinton.
What do you guys know? Tell me everything you know about Ohio.
Everything I know about Ohio. It's always the...
Oh, I've got some things to say here.
Oh, wow. I'm just going to opt out on this
Musically
one. I know nothing.
Or otherwise.
Akron, Ohio is where the Black Keys first started.
Oberlin, Ohio has a killer noise scene. A lot of projects coming out of there. You know, you got Lovey. You got 538 is currently showing a 52% chance of Clinton victory to 47% Trump. Compare that with 10 o'clock p.m. tonight: 72% Clinton to 27% Trump. Informed largely, of course, by Trump's upset in Ohio. And the closer than expected call in Florida, still too close to call.
I think at this point we're basically just seeing that it's far closer than anyone expected, or that I really expected. I don't know. But
I just wonder what the process has to do with nights like this. What the debates, what the platforms, what the visits, what the advertising.
Which thing was the thing that pushed whoever over the edge?
What's having a real effect? Because I think we're in the first... Well, with Obama as well, but... A majority of people are getting their information from sourced ads, you know, from keyword-based ads on their Facebooks, on social media, on Twitter. And it's biased towards their predisposed tendencies. So people are not getting the same type of bipartisan, points of view, or at least the attack ads of both sides.
Yeah. I think... A very simple example of what we might see for that is,
you know, in the last couple of days, I personally saw a lot of pop-up live videos on Facebook of, you know, who's going to win the election, like for Hillary Clinton, heart for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I would hear people talking to me about those, and people would be like, oh, like, this indicates, like, a Trump win. And if you look at it, like, those are just people who are, you know, it's like this big cycle of people just feeding upon their own stuff. I think we see...
Right. Do you think that social media has played into voter intimidation in the same way that there was this backlash against Justin Timberlake releasing an Instagram video of him voting in the booth, which is illegal, because it's counted as voter intimidation in terms of, if I am showing you who I'm voting for, you may be socially pressured into changing your vote. Do you think that plays into it at all in terms of all my friends are voting for Clinton and I don't feel comfortable expressing my point of view, so our polls have been skewed in that way?
Lewis has something to say.
This just in from my American Studies professor. Hi, Lewis. No worries. I would rather read an essay you have had time for and feel good about than otherwise, so please submit your essay later. Would next week be enough time? See you Thursday. Cross your fingers about the state of the Republic. Fated to be decided tonight. Best, RCJ.
So, as much as things might suck, I think Lewis's professor seems to rock.
I got an extension.
I think that's great. I think that's showing what the election
is. Because of the election. You don't deserve special treatment. This is a part of the problem.
Wait, yeah. Do we get rid of PC culture now? Like, entirely?
Is free speech dead at Tufts?
Lewis, you don't deserve an extension. Do all your work on time.
All right. Let's play some music here. Nothing else to report. Coverage will continue shortly. It's the Ronettes with Be My Baby. Just in.
Colorado called for, projected for Hillary Clinton. Called.
Some people would like to know that 538 called that at least 5 minutes ago.
Ben would like me to know that 538 called that.
Not me.
Dean Alexander.
Ben would like me to know that.
Dean would like me to know.
That 538 called that at least 5 minutes ago.
Google also called it, probably.
College friends with Tiger 167-131. We like that.
Again.
Not talking about the week.
Again, nothing in from the West Coast yet.
Yeah, every single person sitting in this room is agreeing with us, but not WMFO is on. We just like to say that.
WMFO has no public opinion.
With free opinion.
Well.
Alright, I think we're going to go back to music.
Don't act like I told ya. faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been on ya.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, continuing our coverage of the 2016 election. Right there, you just heard Kanye West with Stronger. I don't know if you guys have seen the music video. It's a good one. It's an homage to the 1988 anime Akira. Really a classic and innovator in the genre, and pretty much solely responsible for it being taken seriously as an art form in the Western world. Before that, you heard Benzo by Teen Suicide, which is... how I feel right now. I feel like I could use a benzo or three. personally, not the station.
Yes.
Not do anything to the station because it doesn't exist in a corporeal form.
We can't talk about that. Let's move on. So, what else is going on tonight? Alex Golan just walked in. He has been with the station for 3 years now and is shaking his head like a furious lion. But... his friend Billy is also here, and he looks happier. Everyone
corrected,
is really
he is not happier.
We have to draw upon a positive spirit. Does anyone believe in chakras in this house?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
We are in a
I
house.
Discovered that
we
I have
are
an
all
open
part of the same
chakra.
House under the same roof of spiritual goodness.
Don't
we need some positivity.
Don't make faces like that.
Let's take another look
why
at
are
the
you,
Massachusetts.
Why were you looking at the positions of Donald Trump?
Jane Acker.
I wanted to do a segment where I said a mixture,
so
I said a mixture of Trump's positions and Clinton's positions, and you would guess who was who.
So in 3 minutes, all polls except for Alaska and Hawaii will have closed. Jane Acker is currently Googling Donald Trump's stances. I'm confused by the temporal
to see where she fits into Trump America.
We're going to take another look at the Massachusetts ballot questions real quick. No updates, really. Mm. Ballot one still leaning no, 61-38. Again, that is to expand slot machine gaming, and looking like no change there. Ballot question two has been called as a no, so charter schools will not be expanded
yes.
in Massachusetts.
Says
a
Ben,
victory for the for progressives in
unofficial
terms
stance.
Of public education. Ballot question three
charter
has also been called for a yes. This just in from Jane Acker. Charter schools
school.
More like farter schools.
As you can tell, the intellectual commentary going on at WMFO has really stayed at a high level all the way from 7 p.m. until now at 10:58 p.m.
Question three passed with a resounding 78%, so farm animal confines will be improved. Again, this has virtually no impact on the day-to-day. It'll affect about one Massachusetts farm, but it does mean that Massachusetts can no longer import eggs, pork, I believe, poultry, don't quote me on this, can no longer import them from farms that do not also follow those regulations. Question four is still tighter than expected, 53-47%. That is, of course, the legalization of marijuana in Massachusetts. 53% reporting and about 100,000 vote differential. It's 10:59 p.m. I'm going to hand off the mic.
Can we talk about something?
something quickly?
Jane wants to talk about something quickly.
I want to talk about why I think Trump is in the lead. It's because of one word, vulnerability. Trump has consistently said that he doesn't know anything and admits to that. And the American people are so confused. Wall Street's going to blow up. The world's going to blow up because of climate change.
So you
and
really
Trump, Trump is literally, he literally says, I know nothing. I'll just hire people to do it. I don't need to know anything. And people think that that's vulnerable. People think that that's authentic.
So you really think that, like, we've hit this point where people value, like, just some show of human fallibility
yes.
over anything else?
Yes.
Why?
Because people believe there's no opportunity for change, so they prefer honesty.
It just depresses. It's like...
I hate Trump. I don't care what WMFO does not or does stand for. Trump sucks.
5, 4, 3,
guys, we're counting two, down. More results. Here we go. CNN is projecting.
California.